It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Renault with KRWG News. On Monday, Doñana County officials announced that the county treasurer's office is closed to the public until Monday, November 29th. In a press release, the county said staffing shortages and COVID-19 exposure are the reasons for the closure. The county said anyone who needs to conduct business with the office can still call the office or access the county's website. As we continue to navigate through the pandemic, having access to healthcare is crucial. But in New Mexico, just over 11% of people remain uninsured. Open enrollment is officially open for BeWellNM, the state-based health insurance exchange. As KUNM's Taylor Velasquez reports, additional federal funding makes insurance more affordable for many people.
4 out of 5 New Mexicans are eligible to receive insurance through BeWellNM, and due to the American Rescue Plan, more financial assistance is available. So people who didn't qualify for subsidies in the past may now be eligible. Also, BeWellNM has transitioned from a federal marketplace to a state-based exchange.
All 6 insurance carriers cover all 33 counties, which really it puts us in a unique and wonderful circumstance for New Mexico.
That's Maureen Morning, Director of Communications and Outreach at BeWellNM. She says enrollment in one of BeWellNM's plans may completely eliminate premiums altogether for low-income families. Open enrollment ends on January 15th, but anyone enrolled by December 23rd will start receiving coverage on January 1st. BeWellNM is also hosting a series of events to help people navigate the new state-based exchange. For KUNM, I'm Taylor Velasquez.
And in more news, the city of Las Cruces is currently working on a resolution to support sustainable zero-carbon development. Madison Staten has the details.
A resolution in support of zero-carbon development, which utilizes electric and solar as energy sources, is being considered by the Las Cruces City Council, impacting only new municipal construction. City Sustainability Officer Lisa LaRocque says the ultimate goal is for new buildings to be powered by renewable energy.
This resolution is about making a building potentially greenhouse gas free because it's all electric and electricity can ultimately be delivered through renewable energy.
City Sustainability Specialist Jenny Hernandez says the resolution also addresses current technical barriers, including the need for training.
What we're proposing for this barrier is that we do an annual conference that provides guidance and education on zero carbon development. And we think that that'll really help get everyone the understanding that they need, but also the training, right, the technical portion.
The policy is being introduced as a resolution rather than a more formal ordinance to give the city greater freedom to make additional changes. It's an idea supported by Councilor Gabe Vasquez, who noted the importance of continual evaluation.
It's the right thing to do, and I appreciate that ability to kind of perfect and understand the troubleshoot the kinks or the potential difficulties or challenges moving forward before it gets codified into an ordinance.
Mayor Ken Miyagashima says he would like to see the city utilize third-party agreements to save money on electric costs. Beyond that, he also advocated for emergency access to natural gas.
For some reason, I just don't quite feel that this future resolution addresses what I think council would like to see, the slow elimination of greenhouse gases, still recognizing the investment that the utilities has put in, but at the same time, you know, in the event of emergency, have access to it.
The Housing and Neighborhood Services Department says additional consultation needs to be done with nonprofit city partners to ensure that affordable housing projects stay affordable. City Sustainability Officer Lisa LaRocque says the Federal Justice 40 Initiative is set up to help the lower to moderate income community take advantage of clean energy funding opportunities.
The infrastructure and reconciliation grants that will be coming out all have a condition on them called Justice 40. 40% of the funds have to go to the LMI community. Criteria has to show that they have made an impact. So all of these different incentives, rebate programs, grant programs, are such that it would be fiscally irresponsible not to follow these guidelines and these grant opportunities to be able to maximize what you could do for these communities.
Councilor Gil Sorg, who is in support of the resolution, says it builds on New Mexico's Energy Transition Act, an helps the city to take control of its clean energy future.
We need a path to a clean energy future. The state has already done that with their Energy Act that they passed a couple years ago. And so this is just part of that path that we go. I simply look at it this way. You have a building that's just all electric run. It's heated by electricity. Water is heated by electricity, and any cooking is done by electricity instead of gas.
The council is expected to vote on the resolution in late December. For CAREWG Public Media, I'm Madison Staten.